Chapter 11. Escape. The castle clock struck 1:45. I tied my rope to the tree, and Sapt and Fritz climbed down to the water. They waited quietly near the wall. After about 5 minutes, we heard the guard's boat. My friends lowered their heads below the water and waited a few seconds. When the boat was next to them, they lifted one side and threw the guard into the water. Then they hit him on the head with an oar and passed his unconscious body to me. I removed his cloak and helmet and put them on. I looked like a castle guard now. Then I covered his mouth with my scarf, tied his hands and feet with some rope, and pulled him into the bushes. He would not be able to shout for help when he woke up again. My friends brought the boat to the side, and I jumped into it. "I'm going into the castle through the pipe," I said. "Wish me luck."
"Let me come with you," Sapt whispered.
"No," I replied. "I need you and Fritz here to watch for the guards." As I rowed around the corner of the castle, I heard a whistle.
"Hey, Stefan!"
a voice called. A guard was waving at me from the side of the moat. He was drinking wine from a bottle and was trying to stand straight. I waved at him nervously.
"Warm night, isn't it?"
he said, and he walked away, whistling a song. Finally, I reached the pipe. I tied the boat to the pipe, then I quickly removed the helmet and cape and hid them at the bottom of the boat. I swam under the pipe and looked for Johan's rope. I saw it high above my head, but I couldn't reach it.
"Oh no, the rope isn't long enough," I thought desperately. Why did I not think of that?
I heard a woman's voice in the king's cell above.
"That must be Antoinette de Mauban," I thought.
Then I heard a key turn in a lock and a loud voice.
"Is everything all right in here?"
the voice said. It was a guard.
"Shh," said Antoinette quietly. "The king is trying to sleep."
"Well done, Antoinette," I thought.
The door closed and the lock turned again. I pushed my arms and legs against the wall of the pipe and lifted my legs up. Then I tried to climb up the pipe. I tried it a few times, but the pipe was too smooth, and I fell down again into the water. Finally, I climbed high enough to reach the rope. I continued climbing. When I was almost at the top, I heard the key turn in the lock again, and there was another familiar voice. It was Rupert de Hentzau.
"Come, my dear lady," he said to Antoinette. "I'm certain that you don't want to spend the entire night in this damp cell with these weak men."
"I do," she said.
"The king needs me. You can see how ill he is."
"But I'm much better company than these pathetic prisoners,"
de Hentzau said.
"I prefer the company of these honourable men any day," she replied. "Please leave us, sir."
I had reached the top of the pipe and could just see through the window. De Hentzau tried to put his arm around Antoinette, but she pushed him away. I wanted to jump out and fight him, but there were guards outside the king's door. It was too dangerous. De Hentzau turned to face the window, and I quickly put my head down.
"Please, sir," said the doctor. "The lady doesn't want..."
I heard a crash that sounded like a chair thrown across the room. Then there was a man's cry. It was the doctor. Antoinette was frightened. She said,
"If I told the Duke about this, he'd..."
"Well, tell him,"
said de Hentzau, and he pulled her towards him and kissed her.
"Now you've got something to tell him,"
he laughed.
"He doesn't care about you. He's waiting for an opportunity to kill Rassendyll. And if I kill the impostor for him, you will be my reward. He told me that."
The rope was cutting my hands, and I couldn't hold it much longer. Suddenly, the door opened again, and another voice said, "Come, de Hentzau. The Duke will kill you if he hears about this."
Dansel left and shut the door hard behind them. Then it was locked. I climbed out of the pipe and jumped onto the floor of the cell.
"At last," whispered Antoinette.
I looked at the king in horror. He was chained to the wall of the cell, weak and half mad. The doctor was sitting on the floor next to a chair. His head was bleeding. "Are you badly hurt?" I asked him. "It's nothing, sir," he said. He was looking at me with great curiosity and amazement. "Who are you? You really are just like the king," he said. Antoinette gave me some small keys. "They fit," she whispered. "Let's hurry." I unlocked the king's chains, and the poor man fell onto my shoulders. He had lost a lot of weight, and I could carry him easily. I gently laid him on the floor. Antoinette climbed down the pipe first, and then the doctor. I pulled the rope up and tied it around the king. Then I lifted him onto the window ledge and lowered him slowly down the pipe with the rope. The doctor was at the bottom to help him. Then I followed. We untied the boat and lifted the king gently into it. Then we rowed along the wall. I heard excited whispers in the moat below the tree. It was Fritz.
"They're here! Good heavens! They've got the king! Rudolph has done it!" he exclaimed.